Meg Moynihan, and I am the Organic and Diversification Administrator at the Minnesota Department of Agriculture.
Meg, we're going to be talking about a grant program. I believe it's called the Sustainable Agriculture Demonstration Grant Program. Sounds like it's been around a while, 25 years. Give us some of the details on it, please.
Yeah, we've been very proud to offer this program since about 1989, and the idea is to help farmers test new ideas that may make sense for their farm. And we know that trying something new comes at a risk, at a cost, sometimes financially, sometimes it's time, sometimes it's just the lack of expectation. And so what we want to do is reduce a little of the risk, encourage farmers to try something new, and share what they learn with other farmers.
If you were to define what types of updates to equipment, different types of practices on the farm, kind of put it in context for us.
Yeah, it's called the Sustainable Agriculture Demonstration Grant Program. And back in 1989 when we started, that word sustainable was rather new. And I think people really recognize now that these are practices that support the environment, that conserve natural resources, that enhance profitability on the farm, that improve the quality of life on the farm and have farming be something that farmers enjoy, a type of work they enjoy, and are also productive and produce good yield. So all of those things, the idea is we can have the best of all possible worlds.
What would be some of the more common or popular practices that when these grants are awarded each year that a lot of farmers are putting that money towards similar things? What would they be?
Well, recently we have seen a great interest in farm diversification and testing new types of particularly fruits, sometimes crops. Right now we have a grant that's looking at perennial wheatgrass. Cover crops is something that I think farmers across the spectrum are very interested in, no matter whether they're field crop, vegetable, very large, very small farmers. I think farmers really understand the importance of healthy biology in their soil and protection, and cover crops are important there. So they've been demonstrating that and trying different kinds of species. We've seen quite a number of alternative livestock, housing, living situations, management strategies. I think there's a real interest on behalf of farmers and consumers on animal comfort and safety. And then energy production is something that is forefront in farmers' minds. And sometimes those are ways to reduce energy, new strategies that might reduce energy. And sometimes that means energy generation on the farm through could be biodiesel, could be wind, could be solar, all kinds of things.
How much total money is within the pool for this grant? And from there, what's the process for a farmer to request money? What's the maximum amount? What all do they need to do?
Okay, we are fortunate to be funded by the legislature through the AGRI program, and that funds programs like this, as well as value-added agriculture and specific livestock projects. For our grant program on sustainable agriculture, we have a total of $250,000 available, which is a lot of money. We're able to fund a lot of projects. The maximum that people can apply for is $25,000, but we find that many farmers want to try something that is less costly than that, and so we certainly have funded things for $5,000 and $7,000. People don't have to request the whole amount. Our applications are due in December, and the application is available on the website. We have an easy-to-fill-out application form on the website, or we can send people a paper copy if they'd rather do it on their typewriter or fill it out by hand.
Is it first come, first serve for the money?
We put together a review panel. Some staff review the proposals, but then we also rely on outside experts, farmers, people that are well-versed in marketing, people that know scientists from the university, extension educators, business people. And so this outside panel reviews the proposals. It's competitive. We're never able to fund all of the proposals we receive, but they recommend what they feel are the top proposals to our commissioner, Dave Fredrickson, and the commissioner makes the final decision about which project we can fund.
So if the deadline for application is December 15th,
December 15th this year, yeah.
Yeah, so what's the normal time frame for the return? So they find out they've been accepted for the grant. When is the money in the hands of the farmer?
That's a good question. We moved up the deadline a little bit because we want to get the money to farmers earlier in the season, earlier in the spring, so that they can really plan ahead. So the review committee meets in December, and we should have decisions. The grants are due in, applications are due in December. The grant review panel meets in January, and then by March we should be able to announce who the recipients are and start putting together contracts so that the farmers who apply know that they can rely on the money.
Okay. Meg, anything else about the grant program that we haven't talked about yet?
I don't think so. I do want to say that we accept proposals from single farmers, but we love to receive proposals from groups of farmers who want to try things together. Maybe each wants to do it on his or her own farm and kind of compare notes. And that is something that actually gets extra points in our review process.
And the website to get the application materials is mda.state.mn.us.
Yes, and if you add /grants, that will get them there even faster.
Okay, great. Hey, Meg,
do you
want
a phone number, Mark, just in case somebody would like to call? Somebody maybe doesn't have internet access?
Yeah, we can include that in the story.
That would be great at 651-201-6012.